welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are ya?
Good.
In the U.S., hypertension is a common problem in elderly people. Estimates are that perhaps as high as 60 to 80% of those who are elderly have hypertension. And compared with younger people who have hypertension, older people, meaning those over the age of 60, are much more likely to be aware of their hypertension, 84% versus 66%, more likely to be treated, 80% versus 50%, and once they are treated, less likely to achieve blood pressure control, 64% versus 82%. These increased control rates reflect not only increased rates of antihypertensive treatment, but also an increased rate of treatment with three or more antihypertensive drugs, particularly amongst older adults. So there is a tendency to push harder and harder to lower blood pressure. The question is, if we pursue intensive blood pressure control in older persons, do we risk doing renal damage? Mark found a poem this week. It was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine in 2017. It begins on page 375, and it attempts to answer the question, does intensive systolic blood pressure lowering in older patients increase the likelihood of renal dysfunction? Mark, does it?
Yeah, this is particularly relevant. The new ACC/AHA guidelines are, you know, changing the targets for some patients, lowering the targets based on the SPRINT trial. We'll talk about that in an upcoming poem, you know, that was just released. But in this was a subgroup analysis of that SPRINT trial, which enrolled patients with high blood pressure. It was a high-risk group. They had at least a 15% risk of having a cardiovascular event over the next 10 years. So really quite a high-risk group. And this particular analysis looked at a subset of about 70% of the patients, 6,662, who had a fairly normal baseline GFR of at least 60 milliliters per minute per 1.73 meters squared. Their average age was 66 years. And as you'll recall, the primary intervention of the SPRINT trial was to randomize participants to a target systolic blood pressure of 120 versus 140 millimeters. In the end of the trial, they found the actual blood pressure difference between the two groups was 15 millimeters, so pretty close to their goal of 20 millimeters. What they found in the subset was that significantly more people in the 120 millimeter target group had a significant decline in kidney function, which was defined as at least a 30% decline in the GFR. The absolute difference in having that outcome was just under 3% for a number needed to harm of 38. So for every 38 people, you targeted a 120 millimeter blood pressure over the 3-year study period, you had one more that had that kind of a significant decline in GFR. On the bright side, the risk of death or cardiovascular events was also somewhat lower in that group, and none of the participants developed end-stage renal disease. So the bottom line is that, you know, the SPRINT trial did show some benefits, but also some harms. And one of the potential harms is that in people with fairly normal renal function, they're more likely to have a significant decline in their GFR over 3 years. This doesn't increase their likelihood of developing end-stage renal disease, but if we extend these, you know, this to 10 or 15 years, we might well see that more patient-oriented harm.
Mark, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.
All right, see you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.